John Drew Wright, and beginning a visit with John Turner, with Debbie, this Thursday at supper at bedtime, the 31st of May, 73. And then the second part of this reel, this same side, is in the morning, at noon, at lunch, on Friday, the 1st of June, 73, with Debbie. Channel 2 Wright, beginning. Channel 2 Wright, and beginning the visit with John Turner, with Debbie, this Thursday, late supper, the 31st of May, 73, and then the second half of it is at lunch Friday, the 1st of June, 73.
Oh.
Yeah, that stuff like clay.
Oh.
And when it's wet, it's a mess, eh?
I kept seeing how the tractor would buck.
Spin,
like that.
That's right, it's hitting that stuff, and it's a little spinning that old clay. It's some kind of muck clay, look like something.
Well, that's not in all the places, is it?
No, I mean spots.
Yeah.
You hit a spot here and you hit a spot there around further. Right
yeah.
On around. So. Need a distiller. That's exactly what you need for that lathe. A distiller.
That would take care of that
clay? It'll turn stumps.
How's that different? What's it got?
It made like two big wheels and it don't do nothing but just turn.
Oh.
It just roll it over. See, it don't have a warning plow. It just roll it.
It just roll it.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Roll all that on right on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have a seat, John. Right here.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a glass of milk?
Yes,
or coffee?
Ma'am. I always drink coffee.
All right.
I don't want to worry you.
That's right. I got some right here.
Well, we say I didn't know whether you were gonna plow till I got couldn't see and nothing or what.
I think not. I could see then getting dark. I didn't know. So I'd better come in.
Did that other gap get shut?
I shut it. I opened
it
and shut it.
Okay. Horses might go up in there.
You.
Go right ahead, John, because we've eaten.
Yeah. You know, that's good.
That's nice.
Yes, ma'am. I've been over on the waking all day now after I come back. You know, I had to go pick them peas and that corn and tomatoes and all of that. I went over on and picked that after I made two trips to Okella this morning.
You really been moving around today.
Then I'm going and carried a lady 2 box of oranges up there near about the camp there.
Well, how's that car you're going to...
That car ain't no good no more. I done blown it up.
You've been driving it like that.
Well, that car had something done there today. My old truck wouldn't crank up this morning. Called me to make 2 trips to Okella.
Get it running?
Yo, it cranked up after I come back home. I drove it 1 trip to Okella.
And you gotta leave it down there?
It's home.
Yeah.
I got back home and got my car then.
Oh.
It won't run about 35 miles an hour or 40.
Uh oh. That's not too fast.
Kill all my time fooling with it.
Hi.
Hey, much, how are you?
I'm
about to give out.
I've been going backwards. You've been to Okella, eh?
Been there twice. Went down there and come all the way back home. Had to go all the way back.
You just forgot something.
No, the lady said they don't deliver stuff to you till on a Tuesday. See, we ain't got nowhere to keep no food, no. Like you want to keep it cool or something? He didn't have no fridge there or nothing. You know, my son-in-law land us one day. He went to New York. He come back, came back, and he said he needed it. So we give it to him.
Oh.
I had to go buy me one then.
How about that deep freeze?
That's what you bought?
That's what you got?
Yeah, some great big. Let me see it. That stove in there, about wide as it is. I don't know what you're going to put in there. That you're going to kill them hogs and put them in there. Kill all them hogs and put them in there, ain't it?
That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll come over and visit with you for a day or two.
Yes, sir.
Spend a week with you.
I'm just studying now how I'm going to kill that great big hog. That hog will be about 300 pounds there. I'm thinking to plant peanuts. Thinking to plant more peanuts.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Right in the same place.
Oh.
Done dug them and done dissed the land up.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, what do you know? Just two crops.
You got 30 crates.
Yeah.
$10 a crate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know?
I didn't know they ever brought that much.
Well, the last week they was bringing 12. $12 a crate. One fellow was picking 100 and 200 crates a day.
And that's
yeah. Money. But you got to get them early to get that money. You know how much okra was, don't you?
No.
$18 a bushel. Oak is still high, about $16.
Did you ever hear that before?
No, ma'am. Not lately. It just ain't no, it ain't no okra hardly.
Yeah.
But there's some peanuts planted. You know, there ain't gonna be no price of peanuts directly. It'll be about $5 or $6.
Mm.
So many of them planted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they was where you looking. Some big peanuts for you, man.
They're gonna be short of everything, John.
No, the man that called, was selling them called, they called Gator Laws. No killer. He planted about 400 acres last year.
Yeah.
Didn't get them all gathered. He had to plow them up and shock them. Pick that peanut picker and pick them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't get them gathered. The man can't get his onions gathered over there to citrus. Picking pineapples right on. Pineapple oranges.
Is that right?
Picking every day. The man come to the house with me to go, but I told him I can't pick no more oranges. Not too hard.
Right in the middle of the summer.
Sure is.
What do you know? Well, how do you count for that, John?
Huh?
Well, how you count for that? Still got pineapples.
The pickles wouldn't, nobody wouldn't pick them for him. Yeah, that individual don't know what he paying a box of pickles. And then you guess, your old guess.
$1.
Not quite. 80 cents.
Yeah.
80 cents a box.
And they fill up pretty fast, don't they?
It's, but they put them in them all on. Tubes. It'll hold 10 boxes, and you got to tow them back to that.
Oh.
That's a heap of weight.
10 boxes.
It'll hold 10 boxes. You got to, when you sit it down, you can't move it no more. Till the tractor come move it. Mm-hmm. You got a hook on the front of that track and it run right up there and pick it right up, carry it up further.
Oh, that hook, that's nice.
Yes, sir.
Well, John, just carrying a bushel of oranges from where you pick it to that thing is work.
That's what I say. You got to tow them back to it. And if the track can be gone, you got to tow them along with it. They got plenty of them over there to pick yet. Grapefruit, too.
Grapefruit?
Yes, ma'am.
How's the price holding up for that?
The citrus and the price hold up, held up good for them this year. You heard when the hoof?
No.
Ain't he back in the hospital?
I haven't studied, but I haven't heard from him.
That's what my sister was telling me. Didn't give me no sugar, did you?
Yeah.
No.
That's sugar.
Yes, ma'am.
You want some milk?
Here's some, Amy. Ain't that some?
No.
Oh, I was thinking to get that for the milk. I don't use much sugar, but I like to taste a little bit. No. How your little cow doing?
Let me tell you, John, I just don't understand it. The season had been just right for the grass.
Yes, sir.
That dry weather didn't hurt the grass at all. If anything, it made it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't, when it rains very much, the grass ain't as good as it is when it's a little,
no, I see.
Little drier, is it?
That sure must be not.
Well, that's the way it works. So they got so much that they got. And they're keeping it down.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I don't have quite enough cows.
I tell you, by them keeping it down, that'd make it grow a little tender again.
Yeah. I use quite a few more, but I mean, of course, if I fertilize heavy, I could use twice as many. But just to keep the pastures down, I need at least 10 more cows.
Yes.
With calves on them, they eat a lot more with calves on
them. All them. How many you say? About 15 more.
Yeah, I could use a few more.
A color pill out there, but used to run a store there on Southside Grocery.
Yeah.
He got about 50 head.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, you know, they used to say a fella make a good living on 50 head of cows.
Mm-hmm.
Brute cows.
Mm-hmm.
These good cows.
Here
well,
we are.
They didn't have to be such good cows if they had a good bull.
Yeah, sure.
And had something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get here quite in time to make a living on 50 cows. You can't do it now, can you?
No kind of it. The man I wake up, Jonas, he's going to buy about 100 head of goats. What are you going to do with them things?
A good sale for him, tell me.
You talking about buying 100 head?
What are you going to do with them before he buys them, before he sells them?
He don't want them for nothing but to eat up them bushes, he said. And as soon as he eat up the bushes, he got barbecue.
Yeah.
See, the real barbecue. See, he got a whole lot of old vines and stuff around there.
Yeah.
Grapevine and all that. He said he want the cows and the goats to eat them up. He's talking about cows, but he changed your horn goats.
Yeah.
I told him them things to get out more than he could keep them in a pen.
Yeah.
But he said he can keep them in, but he'll have a job. I seen them things climb a fence like somebody there.
Yeah.
You ever tried to raise any?
And climb a fence?
And take his foot and stick it right up there and catch a limb and pull it right down, just like somebody pulling it down. Take them foot and do it.
Why, John?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, goat is something. I don't want to worry about no goat.
100 of them.
That's what he said he gonna buy.
Well, you'd need at least one good fence, wouldn't you, if you had goats?
He got a whole lot of new wire and new posts he bought out there, so he got put up a fence around there, another fence. He sure is. Got it already under the shed.
Wonder where he got the post.
I don't know where he get that truckload of post.
Mr. Palmer had got it.
He had a whole truckload there. On that shed. And them big bundles, you know?
Yeah. That's the way to buy them. If you're going to use a post.
He got enough posts out there. He got enough live oak posts out there to build any kind of fence. Only his property.
That's it.
But I don't reckon he's going to take time to get them. I mean them hard oak posts.
Yeah, that's
I don't like about that much longer up there and I'd get through with that place. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Up here? You still got a little to do?
Yeah. You know that's a bigger feeling you... Yeah, it's larger than you think it is.
I tell you what, when I run into that gumbo, I wouldn't plow it. All it does is make a ditch.
Yeah, I don't plow it, it's all the way through it.
I just lift the plow and Let her.
No, see.
And let her stay flat if she will. See, I'll have to go up there and hair it down. It won't ever get out.
It sure won't, no. Because it's throwing up a heap of them lumps, though. It ain't that gumbo.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Just skip the gumbo. Whenever you get in that cup, just skip it.
It'd jump out the ground, but I've been backing up getting it.
Or, you know, the hair will do enough of it.
Yeah.
That stuff really makes a ditch. Never, it just stay there forever.
You know what that land up there good for?
Good for grass.
It'll raise sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
It'll raise some sweet potatoes.
Oh,
that's
is that right?
That yeah. Place will raise some sweet potatoes.
It'll raise them.
Hard and none of that ground hard.
Yeah.
When you set out a potato, you don't want to break where you're going to put your potato.
That's right.
So you'll be together.
That's right.
Anytime that potato hit that hard spot, that's where it go to spreading out and make the potato.
Yeah.
You do what, John?
Leave a hard spot under there and the potato, and you stick the potato down. Just as it go to grow, that grow a potato, it won't grow a long string. See, you know, you've seen potatoes grow long and stringy.
Yeah.
But anytime it hit a hard spot, that's where it swell out and make a potato.
You know, the best kill of potatoes I ever saw was growing in solid red clay.
That's right.
Yes, I'll never forget that.
No, sir.
It just full of potatoes and it's all big.
Well, the man would give me that on International Truck. I used to wait for him up there at the house when he sold his place, you know. He's 76 years old. He said he ain't farming no more. And you know what he done? Had me sit planting ice potatoes. I told him I was planting some roots and they'll make more than his. He had me making that ground just as soft. And the beds what I put up, I wouldn't make that part in there soft. I'd leave that hard. And I made the biggest ice potatoes. He said, well, your roots beat mine. I said, well, you the one told me to make that soft like that. I told you how to. Them red potatoes. You ever tried to grow them?
I brought up growing them.
There's money in them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you need. Put in a little bit and get your vines, and the vines make better.
That's right. Yes. You get that out. What you call that potato? Now my daddy used to buy it. Oh, my. They had one old kind I never did like them. They choke you. You know, yeah, them white potatoes. What kind they call them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of difference in potatoes.
Yes, sir.
But the kind that when you bake, they're nice and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And yellow.
That's a good one. My daddy called that. Oh, my goodness, I know the name of them potatoes. My dad used to raise them. My dad planted a little place one time and got a 2 wagon loads out of there. The people got jealous and wouldn't let him have the land no more.
Because he made so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know Coleman over here at the junction.
Mm-hmm.
He has them every year.
Yeah.
And you know, he been using his same potatoes to make the slips out of.
Sure, I understand you.
Last year I ate some of his, and it's just as sweet as anything I ever tasted.
Yeah, sir.
And they talk about you got to get fresh stock every year.
Mm-hmm.
They talk a lot, don't they?
They sure do. County Egypt. And he's talking about you got to get new vines and all that.
All that.
County agent.
Mm-hmm.
All that does is circulate your money.
That's where all that come in at. That's like the inspection on these cars. That's what gets your money. They only want the money, but they'll work on you a little bit to make you think they're doing something.
Yeah. Charge you a little extra.
Mm-hmm. That fella know how to study. Really get your money, don't it? Sit down and let's study for you.
They got a lot of, they don't do it one way, they got some more ways, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard till them charging people to go fishing. You got to have life now if you go fishing.
Yeah.
Put you in jail.
Yeah.
Can't even fish on your own property, I don't think.
Can't. Well, maybe the man on his property fishing, he said, ain't nobody coming in here. And I've been him fishing once or twice, but I told him I better not go out there and get me some license. He said, they ain't coming in there in Ballsville. It's on his property, but I told him I better not be going out there.
Have you decided what you're going to put up there, John?
I started to put peanuts up there, but I don't know. Part of it. And part of it ain't something to eat. I don't know what you're talking about. What you talking about putting there?
The only thing I have in mind is some of that clover for hay, but it's not, I don't do too good up there.
Never, I was just thinking to tell you, it wouldn't grow good up there. It'll grow in spots, but it wouldn't grow where that gum at.
Well, the trouble of it is, now that the rain's come, you see, them coffee weeds will come up there so thick you can't walk through them. And then you got a stand of that old Bermuda grass up there.
Yeah, every time I plow, hit that be that stuff under there too. It don't hit that stuff until it get me that old moody grass.
Yeah.
Anytime it hit me a spot of that moody grass, that's where that stuff, you see that stuff roll over. That's right. That's when that tractor sort of stole out.
Yeah.
Every time it hit the area.
So, I can put that clove up there, but it at this particular season.
Well, you ain't got any other place you could put it?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, but this bad season for clover.
Mm.
See?
I see.
If you get in early, it'll do all right. But if you wait till now, them old up there,
yeah,
they got them old coffee weeds.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, they grow thick.
That's what I see coming up behind me. Look like peanuts, ain't it?
Yeah.
Where I broke it before?
It looked like snappy. Yeah.
Look like little peanuts coming
That's
up.
Right.
That's what it looks just like.
It's just solid, ain't it?
Yeah, sure is.
Toadstool.
It sure is. A little old thing with two little leaves on them. I said, now look at that. What is it? I didn't think, well, I thought that was some kind of hay or something. No.
It is solid.
Mm-hmm. But that's sure what it is. Since you said that, I looked at that this evening.
Yeah.
I had done broke it.
Yeah.
And it rained on it and it coming off from there.
Oh, it comes in a hurry. Once it gets that rain.
Well, I'm going to. You decide what for me to put there.
But,
If you want me to put something up there.
But up there, you're gonna have to have something
you can cultivate. Will that make okra?
Okra.
Will it make okra?
I know nothing about okra, John.
If that land up there make okra, you can mop up this fall.
Yeah.
You can get some money out of that.
Well, you gotta get it picked.
I don't worry about picking. I'll pick 3 acres myself.
You pick 3 acres?
By myself. You don't know if I will in the day.
Yeah.
I don't plant that old okra, but you got to cut with a knife.
Well, I didn't know there was any other kind.
Oh, yeah. You plant that Clemson spineless, you'll see it just pop right off, just like popping a match stem. Right down the road.
And
then
stick you?
No, you just have on a rubber glove.
Uh-huh.
All you do is just go down the road like that, and they just hear it popping just like somebody breaking little sticks.
Huh. Never heard of that.
That's the way to get it. I got a brother-in-law. He had about 5 acres, and he'd pick it by himself every day, even time to pick okra, every other day.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Name Solid Denison. He's an okra picker. Oh, Lord, he can pick it. I thought I could pick, but he can pick it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, let me see.
You plant that in June and July. That's next month, tomorrow, is the first of the month.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
Yeah.
Planted that much in July. Some people plant in August, but I wasn't planting on that late. You know why? The frost will get you.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is going to plant up there? Nobody ain't saying nothing.
What are you planting, June, John?
You can plant peanuts, peas. But peas won't do so hot unless you plant crowd of peas in the hot sun.
Yeah.
It take cool weather for black eyes and acre peas.
Yeah.
It take cool weather. Of course, the acre pea will make better in the black eye.
Yeah.
But that
But then everybody plants
that
peas.
Purple hull pea, that purple hull crowder, and that other kind of crowder, and that purple tip. Now they'll make in the hottest days it is. But them black eyes and them others, they don't make as good. Not in hot weather.
Yeah.
And peanuts, you say they won't bring as much planted this late.
They won't, not as much as they're bringing now. They'll hold up to $5. They'll hold up to $5 a bushel. Or better. But one man told me, he said he don't believe they're going to go down this year like they've been doing, but I believe it, Bill. But he said he don't think so.
Everything seems to be going short now.
Now, you know when I plant them peanuts, what I do?
Yeah.
What month I plant them? I'm sick in the tail. I always plant my peanuts in February, but you know, I bet you won't guess what month I plant them.
When did you plant them?
In March.
Oh, really?
Plant them in March. Coming up to the full moon in March. That's when I plant them.
Full moon in March.
Yeah.
And
that's
now
right.
you dug them this week.
Yes, ma'am. Got them all out this week, but about an acre. I leave an acre there to just have peanuts to eat you no long. I should have brought you all a few of them peanuts. I sure should have. But I didn't have time to pick them out there this evening. See, I went way out to the field.
Oh.
And while I was way out there, well, I didn't have time to pick them. And I like to stay too long then. I run into the rain. I started going home. I said, well, I done promised to go by then. I'm going by if it's storming. You know, when I say I'll do a thing, I try to do that. If I don't even do nothing but go there to tell you. I hate for the tell a person a thing and then don't do it. I'm funny about that.
Well, we sure appreciate it because we got these vegetables.
Yeah. Well, I'll come in on. Finish breaking that land and then rig it down. Then you'll be done made up your mind, maybe. How about that?
Well, John, I tell you, I don't have any ideas about it. All I do is just put it in that old Alice Clover.
Mm-hmm.
But like I tell you, that won't do good this year, this time of year.
Yeah, and the rain, it didn't get no rain on the ground. Put it in there, it wouldn't have done no good with it. You know,
if I'd put it in well enough, it'd have been all right.
But you didn't get no rain.
We had plenty of rain.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, we had a few dry spells.
Yes, all right. I see.
But right now, you see, there's no rainy season. That brings them...
know what the man told me? So you picking the plant peanuts back in there? I said, yes, sir. He said, you won't plow them twice and get by. So you got to keep applying them and you put them in there this time because that grass will eat you up, and them weeds.
Yeah.
That what it is. But you see, when you plant them early like that, you can plow them about twice.
Yeah.
And you're through with them.
Yeah.
You don't home.
Yeah.
You don't do nothing but plow them about twice.
Well, what we want is something to cover the ground right fast, ain't it?
Yeah.
But ain't nothing will do it as fast as that coffee weed.
Oh, no. He trying to skim me out of there, ain't he?
Oh, I tell you, that's the biggest crop of coffee weed I ever saw up there.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I don't know.
You gotta have
Let me see how you kill that coffee weed out. Here's a way you can kill that coffee weed out, though. The certain time you break that land, you kill it. You know that, don't you? Let's see what time of the year that is now. It's a certain time of the year you break that land and you won't get no more coffee beans there.
Is that right?
It sure is. I believe it in dog days.
Yeah.
I believe that's when the time you break the land and you can kill moody grass and things in that time.
Oh, really? And
dog days, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dog days are sort of rough one thing.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Yes, sir. That's like we had that old grass they call bullet grass. You seen that, ain't?
Yeah.
Now, you can kill it if you get it just before you put up them little seeds on top. You can get it by going in there and breaking. I reckon I better run for home. I thank y'all. I'm going to enjoy the supper. And I won't have to eat when I get home. I'll just jump in the bathtub and take a good bath and go lay down in the snow.
John, I'll pay you for the vegetables.
No.
Yes,
no,
of course.
No,
I'll pay you for the vegetables.
No, no.
What do you mean, no, no?
I didn't want to charge you for them. Cause
I'm going to tell you, there's a spray that'll get them.
Yes.
If you put it on while they
Yes.
Now there are two kinds of them.
Two.
And the spray will get one kind, but it won't get the other kind.
That's right.
And but you take like this now, you let them come up, and that spray is easy to put on.
Pure right.
It's just 2,4-D.
Yes.
It ain't poison.
Oh, I see.
And it'll get them.
Sure.
It'll knock them back.
Sure.
It will. It sure will. I hadn't thought about that. It won't hurt the Bermuda grass.
Yeah, I see.
But it'll sure get that stuff. It'll get it.
Yeah, sure. Is that man got making that watermelon down there?
Yeah.
Right down there, that watermelon. Reckon he'll make them?
Yeah.
You ought to see mine. You ought to see my field.
Yeah.
That thing was dead. Had done turned brown as that then, the vine.
Oh.
You see him now? You said that ain't the same place. That fertilizer was cooking them. See that second application of fertilizer didn't get no rain.
Yeah.
And that was cooking them poor little watermelon. But
yeah.
Since that rain come, it done turned green and done took a jump.
Is that right?
It sure will.
Is that surprised? You didn't expect that, did you?
No, sir. I sure didn't. I had done stole my hand and I give up. I see watermelon out there like that, no.
Foot long.
Yes, sir. But I had done got afraid. I said, you're not making nothing here.
Yeah.
Sure right.
You just watching that fertilizer
cooking them.
Cooking.
Put the wrong kind of fertilizer. Put on 15-0-15. That's too much.
Yeah.
We needed to have a little bit of nitrous or potash.
Yeah. Well, you can put that 15-0-15. You don't have to put so much out of it. You can cut it down a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
You never raised many potatoes, did you? Sweet potatoes.
Yes, sir, I have raised them. But I couldn't raise them like my dad. My dad's the one used to make them.
Yeah, yeah. They know how.
Yeah, the old folks way up there, they know what to do with them.
Yeah.
I reckon I better run for home, Mr. Delanco. I reckon my wife wanted to say, where that old man going? You reckon he done got hurt? That's what they always go to worry, you know?
Well, we better call her and tell her you're on your way.
Yeah, you're right. She gets worried about me when I stay off till in the night.
Yeah.
When is he done wreck? Oh, he done got killed.
Yeah, I don't blame her. These old cars, they ain't in account.
You ain't joking about that, though.
My old Chevy broke down again since I saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You done got it fixed?
Well, I got it patched.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it looks like I'm doing, Patsy.
The only thing about plowing up that place up yonder, I always hate to have it plowed up and then let it rest a while because I'm afraid all those weeds will grow up and have to do it all over again. I want
to
go ahead and plow it up.
I had to come back and finish it. I had to come back and finish it.
I'll tell you
what. Let me see. I don't know. I'm supposed to go scrap a few peas in the morning. But I ain't gonna be all day scrapping them, I don't believe. I ought to come on back here tomorrow and finish that thing.
Yeah.
And then get it where you can. You got the disc, ain't you?
Yeah.
You can run over it light with that, and then I gotta get them old weeds nearby, won't it? Label it down.
Yeah, it'll.
Stun them for a day or two. Ricky done got out of this, ain't he?
He got out of this today, didn't he?
Yeah, he done got out of this, ain't he?
And he'll be on hand. We'll catch him.
Hey, come here. Sometime I go to my field, come by and get him, and came out there and show him them watermelons.
Take him, yeah, take him over there and keep him there. Put him to work.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's pretty good hand if you can get a hold of him.
Yes, I'm sure right.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Now, what's your boy do?
He works a certified grocer. Go off on them semis.
Oh.
Yeah, go off on them semis. He works on there. He don't drive it. Another fella drive it. But he... He'll put the stuff in the stores.
Yeah.
And certified. He said they're talking about moving from that place where it is. Said they bought 500 acres of land to build a place. So that place too small they got down there on by Merrill Camp. All that place they say too small.
Good Lord.
Yeah. They got about 4 acres in there and said that's too small. I thought, that, you know, when I first seen that place and this building and all them semi-trailers and that tractors were there, I said, wonder what that is. That must be the ship stuff from somewhere or something there. And I looked. And a while they said, that was certified grocery, punish all these stores.
Yeah.
And my son, he goes off on one of them trucks. Every day they got a different route to go.
Is that right?
I don't see how they have a different route for all them. Some of them go cleaning to Miami. My son, he been going for Jacksonville and Wauchula and what's the name of the other place? Not another place he told me he go to.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good if I know the name of the places. I can't call. I've been so far down south. I've been down there in Belgrade and Pihok. You ever been down in there?
I really haven't, John.
Belgrade, Canal Point,
yeah.
Pihok, and Belgrade. And Clewiston,
yeah.
And Mohewood. Now Mohewood is that's a large town.
Yeah.
It's set back in there. You head then you can head on into Fort Myers if you want to. You can come back to O'Killer from into the Mohewood.
Yeah.
That's some places down in there, man. You used to see somebody dead laying side the road every day. Them people would rob them people and kill you. You kill you down there, man. They watch it till you get paid off. And knock you in the head with something or shoot you. Man, them bad people down there. Man, I stayed in the house all night. I wouldn't go out until the next day.
I wouldn't either.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. People kill you, man. They think you got some money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're crazy people down there.
Well, you got it not just so they think you have.
And two of them got in a fight out in the field one day over some money. And I said, Lord, look at them. They're fighting. My wife said, look, you only got one of them, you know, them old big knives, which you cut them bushes with, what you call it, off? Them old big knives.
Shitty.
Yeah. Chopped that man right back in the neck, and he died. Kill him. Just, man, just hit him right back there.
Yeah.
Woo. Man, I'd ready to leave him down there.
I wouldn't hang around there.
No, sir. That's a bad place down there.
What do you got to haul in now besides your car?
Nothing.
Well, you need a truck, don't you?
Yeah, I seen one the other day, but I didn't have the money.
How much?
They bought a new one. Chevrolet pickup. About $650.
Well, what
you, about a 68.
What do you hold back on that for?
Man, I ain't had the money.
Well, what do you do with all your money? Just put it in the refrigerator?
Just for my wife and me spending. Paying bills. I went like a crazy. I tell you what I done. I borrowed money from two lawns. See, I'm paying on my home too, you know. I keep my month, the payments up on my home.
Oh, Lord.
And I keep them up. I don't care what else goes like. I'm going to pay that. So, I've been keeping up with all of them though, lately.
Yeah.
That's what I do with that money.
Well, how you going to buy all them trailers and things like that?
The one with the man got out on it?
Yeah.
He said he going to let her have it and just let her pay him a little bit long, you know. Long. Just a little long. So you gonna do that for?
Well, let me tell you, John, you never run across one of them little campers, do you?
Little trailer?
Yeah, a little camper trailer. You know, not very long.
Not a little one. The one about the size of yours out there, near. I run. See one of them. Yes, about that size. He won't. Man, what $800 for it? Two bedroom. Got all the furniture and everything.
Yeah, well, probably worth it.
It's a clean one. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a little hard to pull if you had a small one.
Oh, yeah.
15-20 foot.
I understand.
You don't run into them?
I seen one somewhere for sale the other day. Let me see if it was that. Parkside the road. Right up to the highway.
Yeah.
Had a for sale sign on it.
Yeah.
And I showed it to my wife. I said, that is the kind of trailer you need. She said, not nothing that little.
Yeah. Well, you see, if it's like that, you don't. It's not hard to pull.
I know, it sure ain't.
And that ain't as much to sweep.
It sure ain't. She doesn't got it more than she can handle now. They're not bothering no more. Told me she got to have a, got to get her a brand new car. I told her, well, you sure? I don't know how you would get it. I told her, I sure ain't got nothing to get. Nothing now.
Well, looks like everybody's thinking of something to get, don't it?
Yeah, but they don't think of the weight.
I
told her, I said, the best thing we can buy is a good pickup truck and forget about a car.
Uh-huh.
And I said, a truck, you can take the truck and do a little weight with it and make it buy your car.
Yeah.
But I can't show them that. So I was like my boy one day saying, Daddy, there's a tractor. I said, well, boy, you all ought to help me get it. I'm going to help you get it. That's right around somebody else that ain't got the tractor. And then they oh, we could have got it. I said, yeah, we could have, but we didn't get it.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you got to move fast to get a tractor now, or else somebody will be ahead of you.
I know anyone just like yours. I don't know what the man wants for his side of the road for sale. Like that little Ford? It's a little more than your tractor. We got a, you got a 3-point hitch?
Yeah.
It's got a 3-point hitch on it. And I don't know exactly what he wants for that tractor, but it's sitting on a, you know where Island Grove?
Yeah.
Soon you go over that railroad, with that overhead, on the right, after you pass there going on the Wall Hawthorne. He's right there.
You can't get anything with wheels on it for less than $600 or $800.
Yeah, I don't believe he wants that much for that tractor. That's a good running little old tractor. I've seen it, the hell it running, seen it run.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can rebuild them pretty cheap, them old tractors.
You ain't joking about that. I used to work mechanic way, but that stuff made me sick and I quit.
Made you sick?
Yeah, that grease, that old grease, that old transmission grease, that was made me sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that made me sick. It get on, you can't hardly get that off you. A little transmission stuff.
Well, wasn't this fellow over there that you worked for over there, didn't he have a little truck?
Yeah, but that, he said that truck went too much of gas for him. What am I doing here?
Oh.
It's a late model door forward. Automatic. I don't like automatic truck.
Don't you?
No.
I'd man. Rather have a...
Me too. I'm telling you, I would too. I surely would.
Well, he was going to let you have it pretty cheap, wasn't he?
No, man. I think he told me that truck cost him $1,400. And he wouldn't want to get rid of it not for much less than that, I know.
Well, that's a little bit more than you'd want to put in it, ain't it?
That's right.
Now, you still got pretty good payments on your house, $50?
Yeah, I don't pay but $33 a month.
Well, that's not, it's better that way, ain't it?
And I done paid it ever since. What year that Kennedy got killed? What year that was?
66.
66?
65.
Somewhere. I don't know what year it was now, but I forgot. But I got it written down under the house. In the same year he got killed, that's when I started paying on it.
That's about 10 years.
Yeah, so that's the year I started, right? That month. They had just completed, and I just started paying on it.
Yeah.
And I ain't missed none of them yet. I hope I won't miss none of them.
Well.
They told me I was supposed to have it paid out in about 12 years. So I must be ain't got much longer.
No. No, sir.
You couldn't build that house now for that, though. You couldn't build a house like that for that price no more now.
Well, you got a nice house, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. My wife wore me till I been got in that debt. Now she ain't satisfied yet.
Yeah, Ricky played out on us, John. He just played out on us. Went to town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Country's got too much going on out here.
Yeah.
We could put him on the track and let him help us up there if he'd get
he
over.
He ain't coming back now. He gonna rest. It's hot weather now, you know.
Yeah, it's getting hot.
It sure is. You know, I was riding long sweating. Riding along in the car, that's a point not in sweating. We had all the windows open and all the vents open.
Yeah.
Really hot. I'm ready to run for home now, I guess. Mister.
Did you get some vegetables?
Yeah. John, we got the corn. Let me see now.
That corn might not be much good.
It's right there what we got.
That corn might not be much good, Rickon. You're going to get tried there. Might not be to pull it out.
What's your number, John?
Player fixed up good. It turned over nicely.
Well, you see, it's been cultivated a lot.
You're right. That other place up there, that's a rough one.
Yeah, but all it needs is a little cultivating.
That's all. Need a good disc tiller.
That's right.
If you had a disc tiller, you could tear this land all to pieces.
Well, if I had one, if you had one.
Yeah. That old boy give me a good one. Give it to me for $75, good one. He had a good one. And he gave it to me for $75. He sold his tractor and he didn't have no use for the disc tiller, so he let it go.
Goodness. And you wasn't there.
It was near about a new one.
And somebody beat you to it.
Yes, and the old boy got all that equipment, got it.
Oh.
And he bought all the land he could buy. That boy did. He was a colored filler.
Yeah.
His name Alton. He put up fences for people. I mean, he put up a fence that's there. He put up board fences and wire fences.
Yeah. Oh, that's his business.
Yes, sir. You know ICL? ICLL?
Uh-huh.
He live on that road going out from Citra to Ward Spa. Got all them black English cows.
Oh.
He build fence for them all the time.
Oh.
Yes, sir. He goes all out to Bleaston, Fairfield, building fences. He go way down south, building them, even much. I don't know. Look up them horse ranches.
Out there where those rich people are.
Yes. He had a contract putting out them pine trees one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had bulldozers and everything.
Yeah.
And had something to go along and plant the pines. You know the little pines? Instead of plant, I mean rows.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's neat.
Yes, sir.
That's a neat.
Yeah, you do all that kind of work too. There's a certain time of the year them pines won't live, you say, if you put them out. You got to be some kind of other cool weather for them pines to put them out.
Yeah.
Be real hot, they won't live.
Go ahead and eat your food.
Yeah.
We won't hold you, John. You can
I'm going to try to get to town if I can. Yes, sir. If I don't get there, I ain't gonna run too fast. If I don't get there, better late than never, ain't it?
Yeah, well, that little thing you set on to put pines out, that same thing you use for sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
And tobacco.
I see them put out greens with one down the winter garden.
Oh, really?
Cabbage plants.
Yeah.
A fella just sit up there and just feed them in there, and
just
they just putting
there.
Them down there.
Some of them got two places to sit.
Yeah, two rows.
Yeah. That's living right when you've got one of them.
Mm, sure right.
No, sir.
That's some sweet potato land you got up there on that hill.
Yes.
Natural
sweet potato land.
I bet you could put sweet potato there and you couldn't get them hardly.
Why couldn't we find, if we had a couple of rows, it'd be better than nothing, John.
You ain't joking about that. Wonder where some vines at.
All over the country, you can find
I don't see none now. I used to see them all about, but I don't see none this year, Holly. Used to be all in them seed stores, but now what become of them? I don't know this year.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather have the vines anyhow.
You're right. If you had to slip a little earlier, you could have got the slip and put out one room and had enough vines to sit out that whole place in there.
John, how come you want to buy that old beat up car of mine?
I thought maybe you might want to sell it. You might get you a new one.
That's right. That's right.
I figured using the paper. Everybody getting them little Datsuns now. Them little Datsuns. Them little Datsuns.
A little?
Yeah, the Dodge people made it. Yeah, little trucks and cars. The Datsun.
Yeah.
You know they got a toy on it too, you know. Little car.
Yeah. Japanese. They,
yeah.
Well, see, I was going to let John have his old Chevy. I had that old red car.
Mm-hmm.
And it just completely broke down.
You're out of clear. Hmm.
I give it away, John.
Out of clear.
Because, you know, you take a mechanic, he can get something out of a car when a fella like me can't.
That's right, because he... But the mechanic, every mechanic I see riding the raggedest car there is. Wonder why he do that. He can make them there, but he riding the raggedest thing he can get. Wonder what make that.
Maybe he ain't got time to do anything with his car. He's so busy with everybody else.
All he
want to
do is make it go. That's all he is.
Yeah. Yeah. He too busy?
Yes, sir.
Do you think that's it?
I believe that is.
He could buy another one, John.
You're right. They're making all the money he making off of him now.
Yeah.
You know them little cigars you see I smoke?
Yeah.
They've been 21 cents. You know what they were yesterday?
No.
They're 21 cents. They're 26 now.
Just like that.
Another 5 cents. Just that quick.
Yeah.
From yesterday morning to yesterday evening.
One day.
Same place?
Yes, sir.
Did you tell him about it when you bought it?
I asked him. I said, hey, what's the matter here? You took too much, you're taking out too much of your money. He said, no, they're going up.
Oh, Lord.
Of course, I read 2 weeks ago in the newspaper, they did not tax them little cigars. They must have put it on them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like to do cigarettes.
Yeah.
Sell the folks the peas and then come back and eat up the peas.
Ain't John, you want me to telephone around and see if I can find any sweet potato vines?
If you could, I'd put them out. I sure would.
Well, what else you want to put out? You don't want a truck patch up there, do you? That's too much trouble.
Well, it sure is. It is. It's a heap of trouble with that crisscross.
Well, I'll tell you, it sure would be nice to have 40, 50 bushels of sweet potatoes.
You ain't joking.
Because you see, you can set them anywhere.
You sure right. Sure can. My daddy used to have them big banks, you know, with that pine straw, pine bark.
Yeah, that's right.
He'd go out there and grab a little hole down there and get some out. Who that been in that tater bag? Them children just running high. They know what was coming.
Yeah. They like to eat them raw.
Yeah, that's what.
Right out of the ground.
No, a bank. Yeah. See, they dig them and lay them out and let them lay out in the sun. When they dry out good, then they bank them.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And he got that pine straw and bark.
You see, it won't get wet.
See, the moisture won't.
Oh, I see.
Take up the moisture. They put Coleman. I would go see Coleman. Maybe he got two, but he wouldn't have enough vines to spare.
No.
I don't know where you'd find.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Well,
yeah.
People don't plant them like they used to.
Yeah.
Now would be your time. Nobody ain't planting them, Harlan. Now would be your time.
Yeah. You going to have plenty of rosiniers?
No, sir. They ain't going to have many. If the drought's got them. The drought's got that corn.
Well, why don't you put you in a few rows over here?
Too late, no. But one to eat it up. Some things are getting the top of it and eat it up. It won't make no corn.
You mean sweet corn?
Oh, yeah. You'll eat it up. Unless you had some kind of stuff to put on it to keep them out of it, you see.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of mix of dust or something to put in it.
Well, you don't want to have to.
You could raise it like that, no.
You don't want to have to go around patting them.
That's what you'll have to do with it to make it in this time of the year.
That corn you brought last night doesn't look like that it got hurt too much.
The drought's got it.
It's fat.
Yeah, it's just a year here and a year way yonder. That's all. See, it ain't solid down the road like it ought to be. Plenty of corn.
Yeah.
But one or two hills here got some, and the other ain't got none. Just rizzled down. Whole lot of it died from the drought.
Can you plant cucumbers this late?
Late in this. Make them. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Can sure plant them and make them.
But now. You wouldn't want cucumbers because they don't last long enough.
No, they don't last
That'd
long.
That'd be just like a little garden crop, unless you're going to put in an acre or something.
That's right. You ain't joking.
Well, you don't want to get in the garden business.
No. Not unless you want to.
But I'll tell you, I'm doing this with you now. You're the head man.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that sweet potatoes, I don't believe you'd go wrong on that.
You sure wouldn't. If you could find them vines, you sure wouldn't. One of the I know they used to ship them vines.
Yeah.
But no. Oh, it's a man in the heart, someone I used to work with. He used to order them.
Yeah.
He planted his place in sweet potatoes one year and it come a flood.
Yeah.
2 weeks before he dug them. You know them, you smell them all over the place, them potatoes soured in the ground. All that water sat up there on them. Man, potatoes was under there larger than this jar, some of them there.
Hey, that's something.
And it's sour, you can smell them all over the place. We dug a heap of them and paid them the hogs.
Hmm. They didn't bother the hogs.
No, they don't.
They like
them.
It.
They like them sour potatoes. Yes, sir. He had about 3 acres like that. I mean solid sweet potatoes.
That's a lot of sweet potatoes, huh?
It sure were. Now, he has been on digging them in 2 weeks. And that flood come that down, and he needed a boat to get out of his house.
Oh, that bad?
Yes, sir. Now, like it rained yesterday, that water standing there on his place 2 or 3 days. Don't go nowhere. You can't dig a porthole there when it's dry. You get on to that same kind of stuff up there. You get on to it, you ain't going no further.
Yeah.
You stick on your post hole digger or your shovel.
Yeah.
I tell you the only way you could get it. Have a tractor with one of them on the back of it with a bolt that hole down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never tried one of them. I'd love to.
Yes, sir. You got to need to fit behind them Ford tractors. They weigh good behind them Ford tractors.
Yeah, they don't take any power.
That's right.
They do nice. Except, hell, I haven't had enough posts. Just put in, have a post over there.
You ain't got any hammock in your place here? Hammock with them hard oak trees.
Yeah.
You can cut you some posts out there.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't have anything to cut it, but.
I thought y'all see you had a chainsaw.
Got a chainsaw.
No. You could cut a heap of posts with one of them, you never run over a day.
That's what it takes.
Yeah, that's right.
Chainsaw.
I'd rather use a cross cut.
I don't want to see none of them.
I'd rather see them in a chainsaw.
I don't want to see none of them.
How come that?
I saw so many loads of pork wood and hauled it till I don't want to never see no more. Me and my partner on one side of the log and I on the other.
Yeah.
We saw the many loads.
Yeah.
15 and 18 loads a day, but we saw.
Yeah. Well, that rate is getting kind of old, don't it?
Yes, sir. And know what they're paying the loads for? You couldn't guess what they're paying a load. $3 a load.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And only in that time. That was in 1942.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
1942.
It's in here.
Oh, the sugar?
Sugar's in here.
Oh, okay. I'm going. More than that.
John, that's my system. I keep the sugar out.
Yeah, sir.
I got a bunch of them old.
Yeah, sure. They don't need to throw them away. They can got some use for them.
Yeah. You see, that way it don't get damp.
Sure, right.
And you just let sugar sit around, it'll get damp.
It sure will get a hard knot, lump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, sure.
So, you see, if I run a place, the sugar would be in that, and you see, you drink out of a pint jar.
Sure, right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that thing you drink it out of, that gives me the creeps.
Yeah. That's all right. You got mighty heap of guns here. There's one on the floor and one in the corner.
None of them will shoot.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a little air gun.
My brother had one of them that was pumping, you know?
Yeah.
And it shoot out a slug larger than a 38 bullet. And that slug, one day I said, I'm going to try. You had an old mule up in the field. And I said, I'm going to see could it shoot that for. And that thing hit that mule and knocked a skull off him, way up in the field. That mule jumped up and run all over the place. But I didn't know it was going that for when I was a boy. I said, I'm going to try it. My brother had it, and I pumped it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
more you pump it, the harder it'll shoot, further it'll shoot.
I've seen them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I never owned one of them because it's too dangerous. You pump it
you
up.
Ain't joking. Yeah. My mother bought that for him for a Christmas present. And that boy shot out people, cut windows in their house and everything. I told him, I said, you ought to never bought that.
It practice shoots to a board.
Mm-hmm.
Just a regular little air rifle. You see, you pump it, keep pumping it.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And that old mule didn't hear anything.
Oh, man, it hit him and he just jumped up. After we got to and caught him, I looked where it had hit. Man, it just scarred a big place on that mule.
He didn't know what was going on because he hadn't heard anything.
No, sir. Well, I reckon I hate to be hurt and running, but I got to go down trying to go to O'Keller. Go to O'Keller every day.
Well,
1 o'clock.
You went down there yesterday.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get no stamps yesterday. Went at that deep freezer for my wife. Now I got to go get the stamps. I might not get them till Monday, man. I believe it's going to be too late. So many people be there the first day. Now, today the first day, ain't it?
Yeah.
First
mm-hmm.
of the month.
Yeah.
So many people will be there today till you can't get up there.
Well,
no.
Don't fool with it.
You ain't joking. Just have to wait till Monday or sometime and go down there. And then you'll have room and plenty of time to get them. Walk right on in.
Let me tell you what you do. Now, I'm a big one to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But you just telephone down there at that office and ask them if they're busy today.
Yeah.
Because they won't run out of stamps.
No, they ain't going to run out. I ain't need to be going right down there to see them, I don't think, because so many people going to be standing around in line.
Yeah.
They have a line. When they get up to 3 o'clock, it used to be, they don't sell no more.
Oh.
I imagine they done put it up fuller now, because you see the time start up hour.
Yeah.
I imagine they done start that, got that set up hour.
Yeah.
So I guess it'll be about 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they won't sell no more then. They don't need, you can stand out there, but they'll tell you they ain't selling no more and shut that door on you.
Just shut the door on
and
you.
That's right.
You standing there?
And tell you ain't gonna sell no more stamps today. No more till Monday. That's the way they do it. In the evening, about 4 o'clock, they do that.
Yeah.
Carry all that money to the bank. Say they don't want to be in there after that hour.
Yeah.
Well, the people might take all that money what they done took in. Cause they got a police sitting in there all the time. With a big 38. Reckon he can't take care of the people?
Yeah.
He be sitting there at the door, a crippled man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. Said the fellas got so unruly out there, they had to put a sheriff out there. Some of them fellas go out there half drunk and messing around and fooling around out there. They don't like that.
Well, I didn't know they done that.
Yeah, man. So they put a police out there from then on. Yeah, done need Jordan, but done eat up the, done sold the pea and then eat them up. Ain't that something?
Well, let me tell you. Yeah. That's the way to do.
I said you want to. A man used to sell my mother fish. He'd come around selling fish, you know, he'd fish on the Orange Lake.
Yeah.
And he'd go by my mother and sell her fish. Sit right there and wait till she cook them, and then he'd eat half of the fish.
Seemed like you picked something up from him.
That's right.
Yeah. You get plenty of fish?
Not now. Still don't.
You don't?
No, sir. I used to go fishing late in the evening, you know, after I'd knock off and catch plenty of fish, but I ain't been fishing now, I ain't no good for about 3 years now, you know. Ever since them boy, the boy I used to go with, he's a good fisherman. He'd catch fish when nobody could.
Yeah.
And his house got a fire one morning, 4 days. And I heard something say, boom. Man, it's a boom, boom. Like a boom. Looked down there, I couldn't see nothing but a blaze of fire. That house was on fire. And he got burned up and 3 more little boys in that house that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to go fishing that morning. I ain't been fishing since. Me and him used to go fishing all the time. Name was Len Walker. He come from Georgia. Young colored fella.
Yeah.
His name was Len Walker.
And he could fish.
Oh, he'd catch fish when nobody else couldn't catch him.
Yeah.
So I said, fish ain't biting. He'd go out on the lake and come back with a ton of fish, man.
Mm.
Foot buckets full.
Good Lord.
He sure would.
What? He just knew where to go?
I don't know what happened. He just knew how to fish or something. The other old fisherman would have been around here all the time, couldn't catch him like him. That old boy could catch some fish.
Yeah.
Anytime he wanted fish, he could catch him. Right out on that lake anyway. And he'll go over here and fish them. Go over the McIntosh and fish. Then they go to this road up here, and you get in from this bridge up here, and you go in a boat and there and catch fish. You go anywhere you want and catch them. Go to McIntyre, Orange Lake. Then he'd go to Island Grove side. He'd go to Cross Creek side. He'd go out in any lake and catch them. Lock Lucy Lake, he'd go. Any lake he'd go in, he'd catch them fish like this. Other people couldn't catch. I didn't understand that.
And even when he didn't know the lake.
That's right. I ain't never seen the beat of that, though. That boy is really kicking.
And you seen him do it?
Seen him do it, yeah, sure. I went fishing with him, and riding the boat with him, and couldn't catch none, and he was catching them. Fishing right down there where he was fishing, I'm telling you what I know.
And he'd get them.
He'd catch them right there. I'd say, well, I'm going to put right where he's catching them down there, and I'll get me some. Put my pole on and my thing on there. Couldn't get none.
That don't sound very good. Yeah,
sure don't, but that's the way he's catching them. Ain't no joke. I wouldn't catch nothing that whole day. He'd catch a boat full of fish in there every morning.
Gosh, that's hard. And you done the same thing he did.
Fishing right in the same place and fishing just as deep as he was fishing and had the same bait. Same kind of bait. I don't understand it neither.
Well, I can understand why you haven't been back.
Yeah. What did you use all them little glass looking glasses for? You know, like a mirror. You ever see him use them?
Uh-huh.
It must be against the law to use them. You take that and run that little spot right up to your line. You know that little spot with that looking glass. When you take a looking glass in China, you can see a little spot.
Yeah.
And I see him use that in the water.
No, I never did see that.
You sure have them. And then use them out there.
Oh, do they?
It might be against the law to use them. I don't know. But I see he put them do that and get them fish.
I think that helps
Yeah, that he see that spot and he think that's a something he could catch to eat, I imagine. Fooling right on up there. But I used to trap a coon, dude. You ever trap a coon?
No.
You know how to trap one, don't you?
No.
You're taking a... You go by the side of a tree. Get up by that high side of the tree and tack your bait up there. Something what he'd like to eat.
Just get up there about hip high.
That's right. And then he stand up. See, he ain't gonna be thinking nothing on none of them leaves down there on the ground. He gonna raise up to reach up there to get that. And when he do, his back leg get in that trap.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the way you catch him. If you catch him like that, he can't get loose neither. You can put a little syrup up there, take your little snuff can and put some syrup up there and let a little bit of it drop down. If he ever taste that syrup, he gotta go crazy. He likes sweetening, you know, a coon. They can pick the right watermelon bidding somebody. You know that, though, didn't you? Did you know that?
I've seen them out here.
He get on top of the watermelon. He'll get up on top of it. You can go there and the watermelon green. He ain't got bothered. He spot that watermelon. When he go back there, if it's ripe, he's going to eat it. You come along, say, I got a watermelon. You pick it up, nothing run out of some sour water. He done stuck that foot all in and got all that watermelon. You know?
Yeah.
He just chews in.
He just put a little hole in it. And he get everything out of there and just leave it sitting up there like it's a good watermelon. It ain't nothing. But
I don't know how in the world he reaches it.
I don't either, but he get it out of there.
He just got a little hole. I've seen the hole.
Yeah, sure. And he gets all of that out of it.
Just gets his foot in there.
And you know them little streaky leg cooters would be crawling?
Mm-hmm.
He eat all four of them legs out. Or one of them. He catch him and turn him up. And he eat all them legs out of that cooter. He'll eat a cooter up. Yes, sir.
Well, I've seen them old cooter shells all over the place.
Yeah, that's right. He'd a coon do that. He gets them legs up.
Yeah.
He sit right that tree and watch around the corner until they come out. When he come out, it's too late on him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. eat up all the eggs. Every time they dig a hole and lay them eggs, he'll find that and dig them up and eat them. And eat them eggs, too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how fast cooters grow. Do they grow fast?
Pretty fast.
Well, they'd have to, wouldn't they?
You're right. I caught one of them, what you call them kind of a boom when it bites. That long tail. Alligator cooter.
Oh.
Alligator. That's a good meat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They say these armadillos has got good meat in them.
That's what they tell me. My sister cooked one. I tasted one time.
Yeah.
And a preacher fooled me on a piece one time.
Yeah.
It tasted mighty good. After I got through eating it, he told me what it was. It tasted mighty good to me.
But he fooled you.
Yeah, he told me it was a soft shell turtle.
Yeah.
One piece of the soft shell turtle I got. He was just eating his dinner. He said, come on, get your piece. And hand me a piece of bread. And I said, damn, eat it. Got long all right, drunk water, and we went back away. He said, you know what that you eat today? I said, no, that was a piece of armadillo. That was a piece of that armadillo I'll clean and cook.
Well, these armadillos, you can't trap them.
No, you sure can. My boy caught five one day, and I made him turn them loose. Had him in the car trunk. That Sam car got out there. We was picking on his line in the grill. I said, boy, what are you going to do? Turn them things loose. Had caught him down on the edge of the grill. Soon that morning, caught five and had him in the car trunk.
Caught him?
Yeah, run him down the kitchen.
Run him down the kitchen?
Yeah, but yeah. If he ever find a hole, you can't pull him out of a hole. You ever tried to, you ain't tried to pull him out of a hole. You got a job. I caught one by the tail. You pull his tail off, you pull him out of there. You just had to dig him out, hold him in, let somebody hold him in the wooden dig down and hit him off.
Just hold him by the leg?
By his tail.
By
the tail. He's got a long tail.
And he won't bite you?
I ain't never seen him try to bite.
I never heard one of trying to bite.
No, I'll tell you the truth. When them things first started around here, everybody was afraid of him.
Yeah.
But. Man, so the boys in the army trucks brought them over here. The army boys brought them over and started them off over here, and they tell me.
They come up from South Florida.
Everglades?
And just kept coming up.
Yeah.
They tell me.
Sure right.
And I remember when I first run into him, I saw him.
You know where that army camp down there? That's where they had a heap of them down there, too.
Oh.
What? Cape Kennedy used to be named. I think the name is something else now.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they had plenty of mean pins. Them soldiers had them there. And I believe they turned all them things out.
Seems like it. They're all over the place now.
That's right. They sure is.
Do you know anybody that hunts the armadillos?
No, I sure don't. I know a fella that will eat them, though. Down there to Anthony. Yeah, everyone, he'd pay for them if you catch them for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure.
Well, but he don't catch them himself.
If he see one, he'll catch them, but he don't never hardly find none. He said, he wait for the city, see?
Yeah.
But it's still Anthony, but he wait for the city.
Well, you tell him to come over here. I've got plenty.
Yeah, that's clear. His name, Buddy White.
And I just love Buddy White.
Yeah.
I tell you what to do over here, John, we used to have a lot of these metal arts and Bob White's.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Things like that.
That's right.
You see, they nest on the ground.
That's right.
Well, with all these armadillos and the coons and the possums and the foxes, there ain't hardly any of them left.
Yeah, sure ain't, though. They eat up all the eggs they can find and things. And little ones, too.
And little ones, too. And maybe the big ones, they get them.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd love to send them out a little bit.
Sure, right.
Your boys ought to be hunters.
Yeah, sir. I used to hunt. But I stopped going in the woods. Man, I used to go all about in the night. I used to pitch a dark hammock all around the edge of Orange Lake. Go all back to them bushes hunting. All the way back to Citrus, through them woods. I had a dog though then. I had a good dog, a German police.
Yeah.
And he said, you say, well, go see, he got something. Better go see what it is.
Yeah.
Anytime he said, you, he wouldn't bark on no track.
Uh-huh.
He barked and he said, he got something.
Yeah.
That's the way he was.
And he'd tree it.
Tree it, yes, sir. Be it on the ground or tree it.
Yeah.
Well, if you catch it on the ground, it's too late on him. That dog was tough. Used to catch them wild hogs. He used to catch them wild hogs. That's sure. Them hogs had to touch it that long. He'd catch them.
Golly.
That's sure.
That's some dog.
Yeah, sure was. Anyway, me and Bob tried to bite folks. My mother sold him to keep him from biting somebody. He'd bite you. He's mean by that. He's tip of a bone. He'd walk up here like he ain't got to do nothing. Jump right on you. That's what he'd do.
Yeah.
That's sure. Yeah, I reckon
I believe there's more things going on them days than there is now.
It sure would, though. It sure would, not long in there.
You could get out places.
That's right.
And where nobody else was.
That's right, sure right.
You could go through them bushes there and...
That's right.
And just be gone all night.
Since they put up all them posted signs and things, it's sort of dangerous to mess around. They'll shoot you out them places in the night now. Think you're trying to steal something or something. There's so many people that have done so much wrong that people don't want to trust nobody.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, I wouldn't want to go on
no.
Property
now. You've done so much wrong to people don't want to trust nobody through there. Really, you're not going there. I reckon I'll go, mister. Well, I'll see what my wife wants me to go get some grocery or something a little bit. I ain't gonna spend too much for groceries. I'm gonna spend to get them stamps.
You gonna wait to get them stamps?
That's right. I'll get a little something to make our tail money because I ain't going down there to see them. They don't need me going out and standing in that line and then they ain't gonna get nothing.
Well.
Then you got to run the diff over that, ain't it?
Over the whole thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ain't you? They label it off. All them lumps and bumps. Weight pull up.
Well. I guess so.
I'll look around for some potato bonds if I can find it. I'm gonna try to find some. I don't know whether I will or not.
Well, let me tell you, I can telephone around and see some of them.
Yeah.
I tell you what you need to do is just decide what you want to put in the rest of it.
You always seem to think it's too late to plant a peanut.
Uh-huh.
And you all seem to want to think it too late to plant a peanut.
No, I didn't say anything about it.
You could take and plant about 2 sacks of peanuts in there, and that'll finish that place up there.
2 sacks?
Mm-hmm.
Just have it. What do you do with them?
Sell them. Sell them to the shed.
How many will 2 sacks make?
Sometimes it'll make a 75 to 100 bushels or more.
Oh, you mean 2 sacks of shell peanuts,
mm-hmm.
seed peanuts?
Yeah, them the little sacks, uh-huh. It's 50-pound bag.
50-pound bag?
Mm-hmm.
And they cost $40 a bag?
No, 20.
$20 a bag.
That's right.
Well, that won't plant 4 or 5 acres.
No, but you said put sweet potato in the pot or you can get the vine, but if it don't, Bobby, 3 sacks will plant the whole thing.
Up there?
Yeah, I bet you it will.
Well,
and have them picked.
Well, what kind you going to put in?
Valanches.
That's them other ones.
That's right, they'll make 3 crops, make 2 crops a year.
But that's the boiling kind.
That's right. Ain't no fat in any of them. You put a bunch of hog in there and they won't get fat. But that other one got a plenty of oil in it.
Do you know Mr. Palmer down here?
Oh, yeah, he got plenty of peanut seeds.
Well, ask him.
He the one I bought that. I bought some okra seeds when him wasn't planted. 1 acre okra.
Yeah.
And me and my wife and two of my daughters and my cousin, we couldn't pick it. He sure couldn't.
Well.
That's Clemson's finest.
He let you have some peanuts, John.
Yeah, no, he will. I'll go there and get them.
Well, you can't lose on them.
No, ain't no way to lose. Ain't no way to lose on them.
I think it'd be nice to have a few sweet potatoes, but you don't have to.
Sure, right.
But that'd be nice.
Sure. And you got to have a roll, about 2 or 3 rolls of peas up there, you can eat peas.
You can talk to Mr. Farmer on the telephone.
Yes.
Over here, over at your house, either one.
Yes, sir. I've been treating over there, reading my. I got to go over there and pay him anyway. I'll go over there and see him.
Well, why don't you go by there and see him now?
I'm going to carry his money when I go. I'm going to carry him his money when I go. See, I got a little check. I know it's coming to me this morning. And when I cash that, I'll go pay him one of my bills. See, I'm about to pay him out. I think I want $15.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't want you to pay him clear out.
And I know he don't, but I'm going to do it. And then get him dead again. Pay him out and get him dead again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I tell you what. Now, you got this stuff plowed. If you just leave it there and let it keep raining on it, it'll have to be plowed all over again.
Sure, right. You got to run the disc over, don't
you? Sure.
Yeah, sir. I have to do that. Wait just before them other things go to coming too bad.
Well?
Now, this is the month you're supposed to plant peanuts. And make a good big bush and everything.
Well, you better go by there and get them.
Yeah. Well, I'll go by and see. Sometimes they run out, but he don't hardly ever run out of peanut seeds. He always keeps. I'll call him over there then if I don't go by there.
Well, just go by there. It ain't no dishes down there and get them. Bring them back up here and we'll put them in tomorrow. I'll help you.
Yeah. It ain't no good time to put them in, no. You got to plant by the sign. If you don't, you and me. I ain't got my almanac here with me. I got one at home. I'll put it in the car.
He can tell you when to put them in.
Yeah, but I don't go by everybody's sign, you know, on that. Because you know what? I done that one time and I didn't pick nothing.
Well?
You catch coming up to that full moon and planting you want summer. You plant a few hills of peas 3 days before the full moon and see what to be a difference in them, and you plant some other time and see.
Well?
Yeah, 3 days before that full moon. Or you ever catch the time in the moon in the bed?
Yeah.
You heard about the moon in the bed? That's a good time.
The moon what?
In the bed. That's when they pick the change to be another moon, young moon.
Yeah.
It's in the bed there. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I look at the moon long in there, you know, when it's about full. I can't tell whether it's full or about to be full or it was just full.
Yeah.
You see, so
You got a book. I got a book to tell you just what Dean knew is in.
Well, I don't put much stock in these books.
Yeah.
I'd rather be able to look at it.
Yeah, well, right, dude.
You'd rather go with the book?
Nah, I go by it pretty well. I'm pretty well hit, too.
You don't just look, you don't trust your judgment?
Now, if it's growing moon, I plant, that's the time you plant plenty of greens. You can grow good greens if you plant them on the growing moon.
Yeah.
It'll grow a big, heavy leaf.
Yeah.
If you plant them on the west moon, it look like it's going back instead of coming all the time.
Well, let me tell you, John, while you got this little time, you better get this going now. If you wait, you're going to be caught with something. You're going to get into something and put this off, and you'll have to do it all over again.
Yeah. See, I got all that ground away on the broke up again. Ain't plant nothing there yet, neither.
Yeah.
I got to get all that planted. I've got it already ready.
Yeah.
And got this young near about ready, so I better get busy and get this young finished leveling it down and things.
Yes.
And I better call you, you know, one day next week when I'm coming over here and level that thing
one
down.
One day next week?
Yeah.
Well, we could do it tomorrow.
I can't get it tomorrow.
Can't get it tomorrow?
No. You don't need me saying I will, but I won't.
Yeah.
It'll have to be next week, no. Well, I'm not going on then.
Okay.
No, I'll call you.
I don't.
Sure will like all them vegetables. Thank you. Channel 2 right. And the end of the visit with John Turner with Debbie, the second one in a row. This is Friday at supper, and supper was at bedtime after he finished plowing. This is the second one. This Friday at noon, he came in and ate peas that we bought from him yesterday. Friday at noon, the 1st of June, 73. Channel 2 right, and the end of around 1700 at least, and the end of the visit with John Turner with Debbie. This Friday at lunch, the 1st of June, 73.